This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one road.
Aaron,
you've got to have an ace in the hole.
Is an amazing lady. She's telling you about what she saw, blowing their whole conspiracy wide open. The full interview is at band.video right now. But right now, let's go ahead and just play a few clips we didn't get to ahead of Millie Weaver, another amazing person joining us on the other side. Here's the report.
In here, you know, I guess the word traveled after this.
You mentioned earlier that this is a common occurrence where people come in able to speak and they just have low oxygen levels and then they're put on a vent. So what's going on there?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how they're assuming everybody is just the same. There's no individuality anymore. These residents, I think a lot of them are just stone cold. You know, there's no emotion, and they don't view people as people anymore. And it's really sad. Like, I came a little bit later, you know, after the big rush, but there were still a lot of people coming in, and a lot of us were just in shock. Within the first couple days, you could see exactly what was going on.
The bigger problem with this whole scenario is when they intubate people who don't need it.
Yeah,
and it was very clear to me that they're just pushing it.
You almost feel like you are literally living in the Twilight Zone.
What killed him? Did the vent kill him?
Yeah, oh yes. They're so sedated. He had probably 8 or 9 drips. It's all sedation. It's all sedation and paralytics. So you are asleep. It is essentially like you're under, you know, you're in surgery. You know, when they put you under like that for a good month straight. There's no way you can recover from something like that. You're brain dead if you do.
And the same reason they won't use, like, other treatments that are successful around the world. And I had a conversation with a doctor about this.
Are you guys doing, like, different sorts of, like, treatments? Because I know, like...
Nothing works.
They have... Yeah, but, I mean, there's, you know, they're coming out with different things that are in the testing
phase. It's the same thing. They come with a platform and that's killing more people than they actually save.
Uh-huh.
So that's one.
And he said that they don't work anyway. And I told him, well, obviously, what you guys have going on here isn't working. So what's the harm in trying?
I don't expect any of these people to survive. 90% of them will die.
I mean, it's just maintaining. So I figured if it's assumed they're going to die anyway, just try and not throw a few.
Well, it's, you know, yeah. I don't know. That's always an issue in medicine, whether you should just throw things, whether they're dying anyway or not.
But if you could find a cure...
Well, yeah, there's no cure, so there's no antiviral therapy. The only way to do it is cure. But there's
or
no
treatment, I should say. Rephrase,
you
treatment.
You could treat it, but you know, it has some scientific basis for whether these things are working or not. It's strong
evidence. Yeah, the UN says so. We're going to go to break. Uh-huh. So, the full documentary is at newswars.com and band.video. Newark nurse exposes the COVID-19 as a criminal, mass murdering hoax. We already know all this. But you heard them. They drug you out. They intubate you. They kill you. And they get the cash. But it's about corrupting the hospitals. This has been a masterfully put together plan. Shut down the economy. Create medical IDs. Enforce world government. Corrupt the local hospitals. Get them to commit crimes. Now you control over the next phase. And you promote forced inoculations. You ban cash. You teach people to be locked down. You promote the police state. I mean, it's the master key. And then we have the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates documents, lockstep with it 201, detailing the whole plan. Premeditated, psychopathic, planning of the entire architecture of what's now being done. And they're still killing people in blue states right now with enjoyment. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing.
Hey now,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Millie Weaver's with us for the rest of the hour, ahead of the war with Owen Schroer coming up here on the InfoWars Network. And wow, I was in a grocery store 2 days ago, and people said, we love Millie Weaver. I was in a gas station. Somebody brought her up to me yesterday, and I just see the comments all over InfoWars. Wow, we love her reports all over band.video. This morning I was looking at the YouTube video. Somebody did a deep fake with as me as Fat Bastard. I was just kind of looking at it like, oh, there's Millie Weaver's amazing. We love her new investigative reports. More of that. So she's on fire, always on fire, but particularly on fire right now. She's in fuego. Fire that is on fire. And so where should we start? She's got this big underground Democrat project with all this hidden undercover video and hacks and leaks of brainwashing of kids. She's got evidence of the premeditation and the riots in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. She's got so much. So I've got a bunch of clips here and different points. Millie, I think it's best if you just kind of direct us here of where you want to go first. It's good to have you on with us.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into here. So we've had an undercover deep inside the Sunrise Movement for about 2 years now. This has been a huge project that we've been working on, and it's because we always suspected that there's something more going on behind the Sunrise Movement. The Sunrise Movement has been one of the main Green Party groups that has been behind the Green New Deal. It has pushed up and helped people like AOC, Ilhan Omar, essentially the squad, get into office.
And it interfaces with Antifa, right, too?
They do. They have allyships with Black Lives Matter and with Antifa. So they're kind of close. Like, there could be people that are members of both organizations. Their tactics in many ways are
we know about Black Lives Matter and Antifa, but this is like a group even bigger that's academic, but people don't know about it. So this is really a shadowy group you're exposing.
Yes, and the scary thing about this group is they operate very much like a cult, but they have a lot of very professional, coordinated training. When they're training people, their teachers are doing these Zoom chats with a bunch of minors, underage high school and middle school kids. They are literally reading off of scripts, and we have the scripts. We have all their documents. Their chats, their video chats, their private information. We have it all, and we are going to be releasing it all. So far, we've been kind of putting it out in parts because we want to make sure that we give the documents, the evidence, the what it needs, essentially, so people can put it together, because there's just so much. We've got so many gigabytes worth of documents that it would take us days to try to just get this all out on the internet. So we're putting it out so that people can see it in order, and to be able to wrap your head around it, because it's very complicated.
Sure, giving people time to digest the elephant. So approximate, who is this group? This is huge news you're breaking right now.
Okay, this is the Sunrise Movement. Like I said, they helped get AOC into office. They work closely with many celebrities. They're a major green movement. You see all these young people out thinking that the world is going to end, that climate change is going to cause the world to end in 12 years. These are the people responsible for that mentality. They're a cult. They prey on young school-age children. They actually have recruits. They send recruits out to high schools, and they go and prey on the young, innocent, naive children, and then they induct them into their cult, and they tell them that the world is going to end if they don't do A, B, C, and D in the name of climate change. They're not just about climate change, though, Alex. They're about climate justice. So they indoctrinate.
That's right. And when children are in a room or in Zoom, elementary students, middle school, high school, being told the world's ending by adult figures, they are being traumatized. They are believing this.
Oh, yeah. And they, what's weird is they inject all this weird race stuff into it as well.
Of course.
So you have a lot of talk of white supremacy being the reason for climate change.
They make all white kids guilty. This is serious child abuse.
They actually separate the groups. They believe in segregation, Alex. It's the weirdest thing. They actually have special chats for people of color. They're called BIPOCs, Black, Indigenous,
people of color. Oh, yeah, that's what the universities are doing now, is bringing back segregation.
Yes, and they have special chats for the white kids and then special chats for all the other race groups. And that they're separate and they're given separate information.
Well, these people are total white supremacists. When I had the New York Times here, posing as liberals, they saw our diverse crew and they started shaking because they're like literally Hitler. I mean, folks, we're up against such a cult. Please continue.
Yes, it's really disturbing to see. And you have the teachers talking about and teaching these high school kids how to go get arrested by the police. Intentionally go get arrested. Stand your ground. When the police tell you to do something, whatever, resist them and essentially resist arrest or fight back. They're teaching high school age kids.
Because then they get you in the system, and now they, quote, save you with a lawyer, and now they own you.
And they talk about, look, we can use you being arrested as children against the police and against the establishment to run a bunch of hit pieces. They talk about it all.
Oh, that's just like they bring kids to violent Antifa deals to get tear gassed.
Exactly. And they already have the bailout funds. They already have everything set up in place, the lawyers, the pro bono liberal lawyers, ready to get them out the second they're in. It's all a big act. They're doing it for political reasons. They're very strategic and very organized. I could not believe how organized
they are. We've been talking months about this behind the scenes, and I've seen a lot of it. This is so damn organized. It's so huge. Well, it's in every university, most public schools, most public schools for elementary, middle school, and high school.
They've got these spreadsheets, Alex, of just names and names and names of high school kids and their phone numbers and their contacts, and we have it all. I'm at the point where I'm just going to start calling parents. I'm going to start contacting the parents and being like, hey, you know, your child is being preyed upon by a brainwashing cult, a cult that's telling your child to go out and get into it with police, telling your child that burning down buildings is a legitimate form of protest. I mean, it's disturbing what they're teaching the kids. It's very methodical. They teach them about trigger points, how to utilize trigger points. So they would say that coronavirus is a trigger point to then induct more of their policies, or the George Floyd death is a trigger point that they can utilize politically.
Sure, so they give them political flashpoints to get people in the cult.
Yes, and they train them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They train them these kids sit through courses and courses, and they work their way up the ranks. So our person who infiltrated had to go through all their course material and work the way up the ranks. And then finally you get to certain ranks.
You know, that's
ranks.
A good place to start, Billy. Let's start with your whistleblower. And you've been working on this 2 years. Remember, you 2 years ago told me about it. You've got all this inside data, how crazy it is. Talk about your whistleblower, what they had to go through.
The whistleblower had to, like I said, first of all, pretended to be a young, underage minor, an identity that they would not be suspected as. And they worked their way up through the course material. There's all these different Sunrise training courses that they have to go to. And essentially, finally made it to some of the trusted chats where they allow you into Discord chats, and then through the Discord chats they give you more passwords and accesses to their Google Docs and their other things.
It's a cult progression. It's a classic cult progression.
and you have to answer the questions right. So based on how subjective you are, and our person who infiltrated knows a lot about NLP, hypnotherapy, psychology, so they knew how to play that naive, suggestible young person that just buys into everything and regurgitates exactly what they say to them, and that's how they were able to rise up through the ranks and essentially gain access to their Google Docs and other documents. And what they found once they're in there, this person's very tech savvy, was able to see that, okay, wait a second, once inside of their Google Docs and their different boards that they were in, they were able to see that a lot of their stuff was unlocked and just open. And I think it's so that people could just drop files in and they could be given files from higher ups within Democrat Party or within other maybe military contracting organizations. They could drop those docs in there and they couldn't be necessarily traced because it was open. So because of that, they were able to just grab tons of internal documents. Just
this is such a giant gigabytes. Story. This is as big as anything Veritas has broken. It's not about competition, folks. I want you to know this is ultra huge. And I've even told Millie she should give this to Project Veritas. This is so huge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's challenges to the economy, or a system of health care, or public education, or confronting climate change before it is too late within the 10 years that we have left to us to act.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up, and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is, your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II. Mm-hmm. And I think for younger people, we're looking at this and we're like, how are we saying let's take it easy mm-hmm. when 3,000 Americans died last year? How are we saying let's take it easy when the nth person has just died from our cruel and unjust criminal justice system? How are we saying take it easy when the America that we're living in today is so dystopian?
So they're creating the dystopia and telling elementary students, middle school, high school, college, the world's ending. And then now we know the group programming that and controlling that. And your parents just turn you over to this and have no idea this is going on. Millie Weaver, you've got some clips we're going to be playing as well. What you heard about Biden in these documents, promoting arson, promoting segregation. Please continue with infiltrating this organization.
Okay, so our infiltrator, essentially, like I said, very skilled, got his way up through the ranks, made it in, grabbed tons and tons of documents. We're talking hundreds of gigabytes of documents, essentially 10 years worth of documents. And the reason why it's 10 years is because this group of people, this organization, has flipped face a couple times. Essentially, under Obama, it was the U.S. climate plan, and then some of them splintered off and became the Extinction Rebellion. But this has been the same group throughout Obama, and even now, it's very skilled. We have internal communications with the Club of Rome, with the UN, with the leaders of this organization. You know, when I first saw this Sunrise Movement, they make it seem like it's a bunch of young kids, and it's just some organic thing with a bunch of youth that are concerned, and it's the farthest thing from the truth, Alex. It really is. These are all young kids that they've preyed upon, like psychopath predators, hunted them down at their high schools without their parents' knowledge, many of them, and inducted them into a brainwashing cult. And when you look what's behind it, it's very skilled and crafted people that are pushing this agenda, and they're doing things like having some of these young people. This is one of the things that we are going to be launching in the next video. I will tell you more about it. It is a bunch of these young people inside the Sunrise Movement coming out saying that Joe Biden sexually assaulted them in their internal private Zoom chats and telling other young kids, many of them minors, that's why you see the faces blurred on the videos that we sent, they're minors, and they're talking about how Joe Biden and other prominent Democrats sexually assaulted them. But instead of going public and exposing them, they've been working to pen letters, essentially an extortion letter, which we have a copy of, okay, to essentially push for Joe Biden to make AOC the leader of his climate.
So what you've got is blackmail potentially going on within this environmental Soros death cult against Biden. Let's go ahead and play a clip. Biden sexual abuse clip one. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Sophie. My pronouns are she, her, hers. Currently, I am currently on the press team here at Sunrise. I am also part of a team that's front loading a movement to make.
We'll start it over. To be clear for radio listeners, we're looking at one of the controllers. And then the whole top bar is students, high school and middle school students are blurred out. Start over.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Start over again, that programming. Hi. It's like NPR. Continue.
I am also part of a team that's front-loading a movement to make restorative justice for sexual harm. So in 2016, actually, this movie I was part of went to the Academy Awards for Best Original Song that Lady Gaga wrote and performed. And I helped organize 50 of us school survivors to get on stage there. And actually, Joe Biden ended up being there. And afterwards, after the performance, he wanted to meet with each of us. And it wasn't a photo op. And I urgently wanted to talk to him because I had just learned that a student had killed herself at the University of Alabama. As I was telling him this, he put his forehead to mine, which completely took me aback. Like, I wondered for a split second if he was going to kiss me. And my friend took a photo of it, and it later went viral on the Washington Post website. And at the time, I felt conflicted, but I couldn't explain why. Like, he was supposed to be on my side, not just with me, but with Anita Hill first and foremost, and acknowledging that what he did to her and to me and to other women who came forward was wrong and harmful, and to stop doing it. So when Bernie dropped out the other week, I honestly felt really numb. So holding these things is really hard. And I want to offer a tool that I learned from Rachel Schragis, and it's really helping me think in more of a both and mindset in this moment, and to honor the contradictions that we're facing.
My story is one that I was assaulted by a currently elected Democrat in local office. So what's happening for me, it's like triggering at a whole another level. It's like, what do I do?
It's a really big, complicated time right now. And what the organization is like committing to do is like publicly reckoning with the complexity of all of this in this time, and really like being an opportunity and outlet to support young people through understanding this moment. And right now, what we're really trying to lean into is hearing feedback from folks in the movement, hearing about what people think is the most strategic thing for us to do. And we're really not like rushing into anything. We're going to keep pressuring Biden, and we have a lot of leverage right now to do that. And we have a lot of leverage right now to do that.
Oh, well, all this sounds like cult-like scripts they're reading. Little kids are listening to this. What weird, crazy planet are we on here? What's really going on here, Millie?
Yeah, it really is truly bizarre. Now, I mean, you have all these people within their movement claiming to have been sexually assaulted by these Democrat politicians. I don't find it hard to believe, because we know they're a bunch of creeps. I mean, we've seen Joe Biden
sure, but
touching girls and women inappropriately.
It's synthetic the way they're talking about it, as if it's an internal front. I mean, it looks very prepared.
Oh, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. And so these young kids are watching this, and what is it teaching them? It's teaching them to sacrifice their own moral opinions and their own morality so that they can further push a political agenda such as
exactly.
climate change.
They're like, being told Biden did this, but still, well, just like the Democrats said, I don't care if he's cooking babies.
Yeah, they're like, so Biden did this creepy stuff. These other Democrat politicians did this creepy stuff. They sexually assaulted us. We're just going to go along and use that as ammo and use that as a way to extort them to further push the Green New Deal.
And as you said, you guys have made some calls. Most parents don't know this is going on.
Yeah, the parents do not know this is going on with their kids. Their kids are being targeted. It's disturbing, Alex.
Millie, stay there. You've really exposed a major cult. So is your whistleblower. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Children are unformed. They can be twisted like hot metal into the form of the weapon you want. And to do that to children is the highest form of Satanism. God does not like it. But now it's being done. And Millie Weaver and her crew have delved deep into the minds of the New World Order and have brought forward incredible stuff. We have promoting arson, promoting segregation. We're going to play those clips in a moment. And you're going to host the final segment. So you have the floor, Millie, coming up here next segment ahead of Owen Schroeder in the War Room taking over. But please continue.
One of the things that I want to point out to many parents who have their children in public school is that many of the schools, such as in Oregon, for example, Oregon has made it a mandatory prerequisite to graduate from high school to learn some of the course material that is the environmental curriculum education. This is learning about things like climate change and climate justice. So many schools, especially in liberal areas, liberal-controlled states, cities, they've already started injecting this education material.
I mean, into as you
schools.
Document, they sign you up, and suddenly you're hooked into a weird Soros cult.
Well,
you're
yes,
in an AOC cult. Like, oh, here, put you in an AOC cult.
Exactly. It is a cult, but one of the things I'm pointing out here is that the schools are priming the pump by having this environmental education inside the schools to begin with. They have already lesson plans where kids learn about climate change and the environment.
They're all prepared. The skids are greased right into the mouth of the New World Order.
Yes, so then when these climate youth organizations come to the school, come to the classes, they have recruiters show up. The kids are more open to it because they're speaking to something they've already been informed about. You see all these TV shows now promoting green, promoting environmentalism to kids. This is all a gateway so that then when these more extreme cult groups come around, they say, hey, want to be part of our organization?
Sure,
the world
so they're all
being
primed and prepared to be put in the bacon grease.
Exactly. And then once they get put into this bacon grease, so to speak, into this cult, like our investigator, our person who was inducted into their cult, they had to go through all these different layers of training and classes and seminars and chats, and they had to pass tests, course material, Alex. This is sophisticated, and they make their way up through the cult, and whoever can be the most brainwashed cult member gets more access. And one of the things that's alluring to these kids is that they actually do have celebrities sometimes popping in on their Zoom chats.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so they'll be talking about it, like, oh, this celebrity, I got to meet this celebrity. Because we see all these celebrities.
Oh, I was at the Academy Awards with Lady Gaga, and it was so incredible.
Exactly. They get these special privileges, so the other classmates hear about it, and they're like,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, I want to meet celebrities.
Wow.
Like, they have the little stars in their eyes.
I got to talk to Bill Gates with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, it's creepy. These people are predators preying on
the Earth.
Yeah, it's creepy, Alex. Creepy stuff, man. It's bad. It's bad. And, you know, the amount of sophistication, like I said, that the fact that they have these well-scripted training lessons where the person that's actually talking is reading off of a script, and the young high school kids, they don't know that they're reading off a script. They think that this is just the person talking to them and that it's genuine and organic. Well, sorry, we have the documents. We've got the documents. We see their scripts. For their lessons,
well,
for their talks.
Let's play another clip then. Here's promoting arson. Let's play clip number two.
Less than 2 days after George Floyd's murder circulated on social media, the Sunrise Movement organizers are already calling their young members to action.
We are currently witnessing, you know, an uprising. I believe it's extremely important that we come together as a movement to look at the roots of this violence and resistance and what our work has to do with ending white supremacy. We are here to fight back collectively against that system.
So black organizers and multiracial groups of organizers in Minneapolis have been building power in the city for years now. And part of what they've been able to do with that power is to bring a lot of
while you were locked down on purpose to make you listen to them.
This organizer admit that the apparent chaos is organized and orchestrated, but suggested that setting buildings on fire is a legitimate form of resistance.
What we are seeing is not just chaos. We're actually seeing resistance and organizing. And what we know is that uprisings, including actions like burning buildings, are legitimate and powerful forms of resistance, and are resisting brutal and violent and dehumanizing systems, like white supremacy. And that property is something that can be recovered.
So behind this alleged climate change movement is the goal of abolishing law enforcement and no longer having police.
These are organizations that have built strength and power over the past 6 years of the Black Lives Matter movement in Minneapolis, running strategic campaigns to defund the Minneapolis Police Department. Oriented around a vision of the abolition of police. So the idea that we're actually fighting for a world without police. And these campaigns that folks are running are strategic and they're winnable. And we can make huge gains toward it in moments
of
uprising.
So they want to disarm you, but there's no police. But actually, in areas they control, it's like armed gangs beating you up and robbing you of your phone and money. But it's beautiful because it's liberal. Here's promoting segregation. Here's a clip on that.
Notice they are segregationists, not much different from the white supremacists they point at as perpetuating systemic white supremacy.
So we are going to head into breakout groups based on our racial identities.
Yep. So white folks, you're going to stay here. Just don't click anything. Just hold tight. Black African-American folks, here's your link. And non-black POC folks, here you go as well.
You talk about a cult.
Are there just are there two separate courses, or is this a breakout of the crash course?
It's like the same content, more or less the same content, but
in a church. They go, black people go here.
Basically two separate schools. Like I, as a person of color, can decide to go to the one for everybody. But okay, interesting.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you could go to the Green New Deal crash course. That is just like for everybody, and you would see white people there. Why not? Well,
I'm kind of curious. I want to see how they're different, and like, yeah, I'd be curious to do that.
Millie Weaver, this is the labyrinth of big tech and big money. This is the banks. This is them undermining everybody. This is so evil.
It's really evil. It's brainwashing. And one of the sad things here is notice they talk about how the black kids have their own special groups, but they're also allowed to go into the white kids everyone groups. But the white kids aren't allowed to go into the black kid groups or the people of color groups. They're essentially segregating white people. And it's really bizarre because what course material are they then teaching the kids and the black kids?
Are they teaching them
about how white people are inherently bad and how, you know, white people are to blame for climate change? I mean, it's disturbing. This is a cult.
And then it makes the black kids feel special. It's so evil. I mean, this is Jim Jones could only imagine this. Hitler could only imagine this.
It's disturbing. It's a cult, and it's targeting children. That's the worst part about it.
Oh, this is cult programming. You're going to take over in the final segment. Millie Weaver, straight ahead. Please don't ever forget, listeners, the only way we reach new people, because we're not a cult, we're blocked by big tech, we're blocked by big media. Because we're not a cult. We're a pro-human cult, pro-God cult. Only way the dog hunts is you spread the links to newswars.com, infowars.com, band.video, this great nurse that's come out and exposed the mass murder inside the termination centers. They're now hospitals. And we do have a big sale going right now. We have the new X2 spray bottle product, 33% off. And we have the huge savings on select best-selling products, 60% off, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Real Red Pill, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, and Bowser Selenium. Those are 60% off. So that's the tail end of the big sale we just ended, but those are still on sale. The other products are so close to selling out. These are about to sell out as well. But beyond buying the products that are great products you already need, we're not a cult. We're all just upfront about empowering you to see cults. But if you don't fight back, the enemy wins. So again, thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you for your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. We salute you. Millie Weaver takes over in the final segment. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Millie Weaver, and you are listening to the Alex Jones Radio Show. Now, we're going to be going over more information that we have here about the Sunrise Movement, this organization that our undercover person infiltrated and got into and learned about their brainwashing cult tactics, their tactics that are behind these violent riots and protests that we've been seeing all across the country that the leftists have been behind, essentially. Now, one of the things that's interesting is they train young people to essentially commit violent acts, to get arrested by the police. Many of these are high school aged and middle school aged children that these adults are training to go and use as cannon fodder at their protests to further push their political agenda. They even have kids segregated into different groups. They have a green team where these are the protesters that have been designated to not get arrested. And then they have a red team. These protesters were designated to get arrested. Many of the high school and middle school age kids are put in the red team, and they put them on the outer edges of the protests so that if the police arrest them or get into violence with them, they can say, look at these horrible big bad police getting into it with underage children. They'll have headlines like police arresting a child or police attacking a child. And I know we saw videos during all these riots of police arresting so-called children, teenage children, and these are those kids. They are being instructed by a group called Momentum that also instructs the Black Lives Matter groups. This group Momentum was also behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. They're behind many of these groups that you see, and they teach training and tactical operations around protests. So let's go to this clip so you guys can hear it for yourself.
We saw like a lot of people were out of school, and we were like, we have school for you. You're here. You're at that school. Does anybody have an idea about what a trigger event is? Could be like you've heard about it before. You're just like guessing based on contact clues. You can drop it in the chat. Coronavirus. Yes. Somebody said mass shootings. That's a really good example. Trigger events are events that are creating opportunities for like mass participation and polarization, and can lead to like moments when groups or movements become like way larger and more powerful. There are ways to create trigger events, but there are also be times when like trigger events happen outside of our movement or like outside of our hubs, like the coronavirus. And it's like sort of the left's job and like the movement for social justice, our job to like connect the coronavirus to like other issues of like economic and racial justice, to bring as many people as possible into the fight for like, say, a just recovery.
How we can organize ourselves, how we can actually take action under Corona. We want to make sure that there's broad support for government intervention. With the Green New Deal, we know we need to have big, bold government programs come in. It's the same with this crisis. There needs to be bold government intervention. Right now, the government is not doing it. It definitely is a through line that can connect. We also need to make sure that the government is seen as a solution. Right now, the right is trying to blame the government, trying to like scapegoat folks in the government. They're going to try to get tax cuts for businesses and push business as a solution. And we know we're going to need to combat that.
And yeah, so each tactic, especially the high risk and high disruption actions, should always be evaluated by the action logic framework. This thing what you're looking at right here, the little triangle.
Action logic. The tactic should be aligned with your target. The tactic should be aligned with the tone, and the tone with the target.
And so your tone has to match your target, the tactic, and the tactic, the tone, right? And these are some guiding questions on deciding like what you're going to use.
So, knowing that there are trigger events, should our hub, like, maybe use this time to plan what type of action we would do if there was a trigger event, and just kind of have, like, some rough ideas so that if something happens, we can be kind of, like, ready to go?
Getting arrested would, it really depends where you are. I've only been arrested in D.C., and I think that, yeah, what I've heard in, like, big cities is often that arrests for protests are, it's often, like, you go to jail for a few hours and get a citation, which is, like, a parking ticket.
From what I've seen, Sunrise is a nonviolent organization. So I wasn't sure what the expectation was, say, if there was a protest being held by the Sunrise Movement that escalated with police violence, if the expectation is to disperse and avoid any violent confrontation on our part, or if it's to stay and what happens, happens.
Yeah, I would say in instances of police violence, I guess it's like, it's sort of like a two-track thing. I know there's like, people talk about like a paradox of repression of like, if you can get like instances of like state violence or other like repression of protesters, it can like become like a major media event and get a, like win a lot of active popular support. So I think if there are people who are part of the action who are like, I'm down to like go through this for the sake of like exposing the cruelty of the police to the public.
Notice how sick this is. Here in the video, you heard the blurred out face girl asking what the expectations are. She's asking, is there the expectation that I'm part of this group now that I need to get arrested? You know, she's kind of juggling around with saying, I thought this was a nonviolent group. What's going on here? Because, see, when they first join, they think it's all rainbows and unicorns and that they're just pushing for environmentalism and, you know, a Green New Deal. And then further along, they start to say, well, wait a second, they are expecting us to get arrested. They're expecting us to have violent confrontations. And notice the trainer responding and basically glorifying getting arrested and talking about, oh, it's not that bad getting arrested. And, you know, look at all, you know, they have all these kids displaying that they have these arrest records. And look, they've got the evidence that they were arrested, like it's some kind of a trophy to prove that they're taking one for the team. This is a brainwashing cult. And the scary thing is here, this is a communist cult. Now, they say, oh, we're green. We're all about environmentalism. But we all know that green is actually red. They're the watermelon party for a reason. They're green on the outside, red on the inside. They're communists. This group has a resistance guide that they hand out to everyone. And inside, they have quotes from Saul Alinsky, other prominent communist people that they're quoting. They're essentially communists. So you can see that the kids, when they first get into it, they think it's one thing. And then as they go farther, they start to kind of feel like, huh, this is something different. But you know that how that is when you've already invested so much into something, you kind of want to follow it through. And I think that's what we're seeing here. Another interesting thing is how they talk about utilizing mass shootings and trigger events. So mass shootings, COVID-19, the death or killing of George Floyd, those would all be examples of trigger events. They utilize those to their advantage so they can push their political agendas. This is very skilled. So when we think that there's all this outrage, you know, we see there's a mass shooting and then we see all this outrage from the left. We think that it's organic because we're just normal people and we're just watching it from the outside. And we're thinking, oh, these people are all sad. They're all upset and they're all now wanting to ban guns because they're so, you know, naive and confused, not realizing that what's behind that. It's very skilled professional individuals who are training the young people in these organizations and utilizing those trigger events to push their political agenda. Because at the end of the day, all it really is about is pushing communism. You know, when you saw that young girl talking about, oh, look, you know, burning down buildings is a legitimate form of business. It's a legitimate form of protest. And then you hear her say, you know, property can be fixed or reacquired. Thinking that through insurance, it'll fix it. Well, these people don't even care about property in the first place. They don't believe in personal private property. So when they're saying that, they're just mitigating the guilt that they're, you know, that these young people might be feeling towards ruining somebody else's private property. So this is all brainwashing. This is how these young people can go out, smash businesses, burn them to the ground. They have no empathy for it because they're being brainwashed. And there's a problem when we have school systems pushing environmental curriculum education on kids, which also has Green Party or Communist Party ideals inside their own textbook curriculum, so that then they can have that as a gateway, so that then these scouts come along and induct these children into these brainwashing cults. It's disturbing, and America needs to wake up to it. And that is exactly why we are putting it out there. And I'm so grateful for our investigator that took the time. It took 2 years to gain access to get all of this information. And we will be doing the data dump. It's going to take time because we have 10 years worth of data, and you will be getting that. So stay tuned, guys. Please check back on my website, millennialmillie.com, so that you guys can get that information as we put it out there. And also, please support us at infowars.com so that we can continue to do this important work. Thank you so much.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.